Grab a cup of tea and get ready to dunk. For the last 190 years, there is a company that has been supplying biscuits to a hungry nation, McVitie's. They are risking nearly two centuries of biscuit domination with a bold new strategy. A new advert campaign they are hoping will bring their image and their biscuits bang up to date for a modern consumer, as they try to sell more biscuits to more people than ever before. But this isn't the only challenge facing McVitie's. They took a gamble on a huge research and development project to try and crack the secret of a brand new product, the white chocolate digestive. As McVitie's gear up for their most important year yet, we go behind the scenes to discover just how one of the nation's best-selling biscuit brands work their magic. Welcome to the world of pigs. Forget what you've heard about them and take a fresh look at these animals. You'll discover that they are wonderful creatures, remarkable products of evolution, though in some cases by human design. Their unusual looks and their untidy eating habits have given them a bad reputation. Actually, they are fit, smart, and extremely adaptable. In the living room of the future, a man gestures from the couch. A robot rolls over and asks what he wants. Tea, he says. Another robot in the kitchen pours a cup and hands it to the wheeled humanoid, who, guided by sensors in the floor and furniture, delivers it without spilling a drop. This, say researchers, may be how many elderly are cared for in a decade or two, in their homes, by robots. Now let's take a look at the first robots in history. London's Blackfriars Bridge, the scene of a crime that would put the Freemasons in the crosshairs of popular fears. On June the 18th, 1982, a body was found hanging beneath the bridge. The victim was Roberto Calvi, a 62-year-old Italian banker. On his body was a fake passport and £15,000 in cash. His pockets were stuffed with bricks. It appeared to be a murder staged to send a message, but from whom? Some believe it was the Mafia. Others suggest the symbolism was Masonic. The bricks in the pockets suggested stonemasons. The bridge where the body was found is close to the Masonic Grand Lodge in London. And even its name, Blackfriar, was the nickname of a secretive group to which Roberto Calvi belonged. An outlawed organisation called Propaganda Due, or P2. And P2 had been a lodge of the Freemasons.